Hey, plant friends. I hope that you enjoyed this week's episode on moving with plants. And if you're not moving, that you've just been enjoying the recent episodes of Bloom and Grow Radio. With season three, I hired a full-time editor, and he's really helped me increase the audio quality of the show. And I'm really proud of that, and I'm really thankful to him. So, as you heard on this week's episode, I made a huge announcement about Bloom and Grow Radio going to Patreon. And I wanted to make this mini episode to be open and honest with you about why I decided to go on Patreon and why I'm asking for your help. So for those of you that don't know, Patreon is a platform that lots of podcasters are on. Patreon has created a way for podcast listeners to support their podcasters and podcasts that they like monetarily. Not only podcasters, but YouTubers and artists and musicians, people who want to support the arts, hence the word patron and Patreon. So, plant friends, this podcast is truly one of my most treasured accomplishments of my life. I think when I die, I will look back and be the most proud of this podcast that I created and this community that I've helped. It has truly been an honor to be a small part of your plant parenthood journey so far. Over the past 18 months, a year and a half, I can't believe I've been making the show for a year and a half, I've spent hundreds of hours and honestly thousands of dollars creating 60 plus free episodes and blogs and nurturing the planties corner of the internet, the free Bloom and Grow Garden Club private community on Facebook. I'm realizing it is truly my mission to help empower this community to help your plants and therefore yourselves bloom and grow. So I think I've alluded to the fact that I had funded the podcast on my own on the start because it was just a passion project that kind of has grown into something else. But it's true, with the exception of some affiliate income that the show has made throughout the year and recently several sponsorships that I've taken on to support the most recent episodes of Bloom and Grow, we've kind of been figuring out how to keep this sustainable. Also, a word about the sponsorships. I'm extremely selective about the companies that I choose to work with to sponsor the podcast because I really want to protect the integrity of the show and its ads. So it is crazy to think that I do turn sponsorships away, but I do. So sponsorship is proving to certainly be a helpful, meaningful elevation of Bloom and Grow, but it's just getting started. And after a year and a half, I'm realizing that the show has the potential to do so many things, whether it's episodes, YouTube, live events. There's so much I want to do for this community, but I really do need to figure out a more sustainable plan to continue publishing these episodes. A perfect example is this month, a podcast sponsor fell through, and I was left with a lot of content that I couldn't end up publishing because we didn't have a sponsor. So like I said, it's time to figure out how to make the show a little bit more sustainable. The audience is growing, the show is growing, and that means our expenses are growing too. And so it's time for me to ask for your help, my plant friends. So I would love for you to consider becoming a plant friend of Bloom and Grow Radio on Patreon. This community is amazing. I truly want to keep creating these podcasts and expand to the platforms that I mentioned. Becoming a plant friend will go to aid in the creation of editing, sound quality, hosting of the podcast, promotion of the podcast, and help take this, what I'm calling a seedling of a podcast and a brand, into the next stage of growth. In addition to that, and what makes me the most excited, is if you become a plant friend, you're also going to be helping bring the podcast for free to everyone. I want to reach as many plant people as humanly possible. And to be real with you, when I've been meeting with my advisors making a strategy about how to make the show more sustainable, they have continually suggested that I gate some of my podcasts behind a paywall, or that I close the Garden Club community down on Facebook and reopen it behind a paywall, because a lot of podcasters on Patreon do that. They only offer community engagement if you pay, or they only offer, you know, 2 episodes versus 4 episodes if you pay. And plant friends, I just don't want to do that. I just feel like that's not what Bloom and Grow Radio is about. And I feel like that's not what our community is about. If someone can't afford to listen to the podcast, I want to still help them bloom and grow. I want to reach as many people as possible, like I said. But I do need help to make that happen. So if you do have $4 a month, which let's be real, that's less than a fancy cup of coffee in New York, or that's less than a plant if we are all adding plants to our collection on a monthly basis, for $4 a month, you can become a plant friend on Patreon and be a part of bringing the show to the masses, helping people learn to care for their plants, therefore care for themselves, and just make this world a greener and happier place. So I invite you to do that. It's truly my dream that our community just supports this podcast, and the podcast then supports the community. And it's just this like amazingly beautiful circle of support and growth and blooming and growing and all of it. So like I mentioned, we're kicking off Patreon with only one tier for now. It's $4 a month. You can pledge for $4 a month or more. We actually have had several listeners already pledge over the $4 a month commitment, which blows my mind. I like started crying when I saw that. So by becoming a plant friend, you will become a part of the inaugural community of Bloom and Grow Radio that's going to help me shape the future premium tiers of Patreon. I currently am building out some really fun ideas for higher level tiers on Patreon, where you guys would get some really cool things. But I want to make sure that they resonate with you. And if you want something in one of the tiers, I want to make sure that I give that to you. So anyone who signs up to be a plant friend is going to be part of a big survey that I take to help build out those tiers, and your input will be heard and administered in those tiers. You'll also get first dibs on events, special releases. You will also get first dibs on the premium tiers of Patreon that get released, because some of them will be limited. There'll be limited spaces. Also, on your 3-month anniversary of being a plant friend, I designed with my listener, also named Maria, a very cute sticker sheet of exclusive Bloom and Grow Radio stickers with the logo, with plant hashtag plant friends in real life, botanical bro, plant lady. It's the cutest little sticker sheet. You'll get that on your 3-month anniversary of the podcast as a thank you, and lots more. You'll also get a shout out thank you on the podcast. So I hope you consider becoming a plant friend. I hope you understand where I'm coming from. I hope you share my vision in this community supporting this podcast and this platform to continue giving back to you. And you can go check out everything that we offer on the Patreon website. It's patreon.com/bloomandgrowradio. It will be in the show notes for you. I can't wait to thank you on an upcoming episode for becoming a plant friend and supporting the show. Thank you so much, my sweet plant friends. And thank you so much to the over 50 people who have already pledged. As I record this episode, we already have 46 patrons. So thank you, Alex, Elizabeth, and Rachel, for pledging over the $4 minimum. And then thank you to my plant friends, Danielle, Eleanor, Jane, Daphne, Amalia, Trina, Nikki, Yana, Courtney, Megan, Candy, Jennifer, Caitlin, Katie, my dad, Mara, my sister, Kelly, Katie, Melissa, Rachel, two Rachels, Rachel Wisner and Rachel Armstrong, Christy, Willow, Mindy, Kendall, Erin, Catherine, Charlene, Anna, Shauna, Kate, Justine, Elise, Niz, Liz, Jennifer, Casey, Carrie, Mia, Erica, Ruth, Irene, and Jessica. Thank you, plant friends. You're amazing. I am so thankful for your support. So to whoever's listening, thanks for considering becoming a patron. Check the link in the show notes. And until next episode, keep blooming and keep growing. Make new plant friends, propagate knowledge, and grow some freaking joy. That's the motto of the Growing Joy Garden Society app and platform, otherwise known as the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet. If you've been an OG listener or a longtime listener, you might also know this app and platform as the Bloom and Grow Garden Party, but with the rebrand, we've rebranded it to the Growing Joy Garden Society. No trolls allowed, kind plant friends only. And if you haven't heard about the society yet, Plant Friend, you got to join. It's my online community that you can access via iOS or Android app or on your computer that I built to connect our international community of plant friends so we can all nerd out together about plants and celebrate our passion for our beloved plant babies. We have members literally all over the world. I'm so in love with this community of sweet plant friends. I can't say enough amazing things about them. But also, there's a lot of really cool features about the app you might be interested in. There's dedicated hashtags to all sorts of different subsects of planty passions like houseplants, gardening, plant-inspired DIY projects, growing joy, plants and pets, and so many more. There's a plantrepreneur group, so if you're a planty entrepreneur and you want to connect with other planty entrepreneurs, you can join that group to connect and network. There's a plant swap section. Plus, the entire app, and this is my favorite part, is entirely searchable. So say you want to learn more about Hoya, you type the word Hoya into the search bar, and literally every post ever created about Hoya will pop up. So you can click in, see what other people have been posting about Hoya, and learn on your own and crowdsource hair information. It's so cool. But last but not least, it's an amazing way to support the show. Your monthly membership not only goes to sustaining the platform, but it also supports my team of editors, writers, and a community manager that help the world of Bloom and Grow keep growing. So come join us. All you got to do is go to jointhegardensociety.com and sign up for the community plan. Once again, you go to jointhegardensociety.com and click the community plan. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test, because plant friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.